Today's podcast, How Secure is Social Security? If you're retired or close to retiring, then you've probably got nothing to worry about. Your Social Security benefits will likely be paid to you in the amount you've planned on. At least that's what most politicians say. But hey, what about the rest of us? You've probably come across a story about Social Security in the media in one form or another. Depending on the assumptions and political slant, Social Security is described as a program needing an adjustment to one in crisis requiring immediate drastic reform. There is a major consensus some action needs to be taken. So let's take a look at what we know. Well, according to the Social Security Administration, over 61 million Americans currently collect some sort of Social Security benefit. The system is pay as you go. Today's workers pay for today's retirees. For 2014, the first 117,000 of an individual's wages are subject to Social Security tax. You split this with your employer, unless you are your own employer, then you get to pay it all. Those funds are put into a trust, invested in government-guaranteed securities, and used to pay out current benefits. The amount of your benefit is based on your average earnings over your working career. Currently, the full retirement age is 67. You can start receiving Social Security benefits as early as 62, but at a cost. For example, if your full retirement age is 67, your benefit is reduced by 30% if you start your benefit at age 62, and that's a permanent reduction. Demographics aren't helping. People are living longer and the birth rate is decreasing. This means that fewer workers will have to support more retirees. The Social Security Administration estimates it should be able to pay 100% of scheduled benefits until 2033. Once the trust is exhausted, 72 to 77% thereafter. The caveat is that money in the trust fund isn't exactly like money in your pocket. Various administrations have used the money to pay for general government spending, leaving the trust fund with only legal obligations to be paid back. Well, what are some of the possible fixes? Okay, number one, allow individuals to invest some of their current Social Security taxes in personal retirement accounts. Two, raise the current payroll tax. Three, raise the current ceiling on wages currently subject to the payroll tax. Four, raise the retirement age beyond age 67. Five, reduce future benefits, especially for wealthy retirees. Six, tie initial benefit levels to a more modest price index instead of a current wage index. Seven, allow the Social Security program itself to invest in assets other than government bonds. Well, what can you do? Aside from following the news for any legislative developments, periodically check to make sure your earnings have been credited properly. You can access your account at socialsecurity.gov. Thank you for your ears.